This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time to take some action on the chart for the week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and those said charts are developed by the staff, the management of Talkers, and joining us here is the ultimate manager, Michael Harrison, is the at the top of the food chain at Talkers.
And we have a daily buffet.
Yes, right, of talk radio information, yes.
Yeah,
and there is a buffet here, that's for sure. A buffet of buffoons, in a manner of speaking.
I like that. The buffet of buffoons.
Yep, it's really looking, man, look at this list of people. Well, let's go through the lists.
Yeah,
it's stories. And people, that's your job as we get started, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You want to start with the stories first or the people?
Sure. Well, we always start with the stories. And I guess the story of stories is choose your reality. At number 10, we have Facebook political ad policies.
Would I get to choose C?
Choose your reality. Live in the world that you, we're like spiders. We spin our own webs and... I don't know, maybe it's always been that way, I'm not sure. But Facebook's political ad policy is at number 10, tied with social media bias and censorship accusations. And that's an interesting topic that's been around a while, and it's hot again this week. At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, and China, and Russia, and NATO. At number 8, climate change, wildfires, hurricanes, Paris Climate Accord. A lot of these were sparked by the debate this week. Brought up on these topics. Number 7, the education
crisis. Didn't get any answers to any of the questions, but the topic.
Oh, you noticed? We'll talk about that.
Zero.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a shameless dodgeball. Shameless.
Yeah. But the fly was the star of that.
Oh, that fly. That fly was. I think the thing was bugged.
And, could be.
Nonetheless, could be. Education.
Where's Paul Rudd when we need him? Wasn't he the fly?
No, there was two flies. There was the Vincent Price movie. And
yes, right, okay.
And then, of course, Jeff Goldblum. But I looked closely, and I saw the fly. You had the head of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Rudd was the ant.
All right, I never saw the ant.
Okay.
Are you talking about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yes, right.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ant-Man!
All right.
Popular television.
But one of my favorite lines from all movies goes back to the original fly. Let me see if I can do this.
Help me. Help me.
Oh, that was just terrifying.
Help me.
And this spider made its way toward the little fly with a human head and a human hand. Oh, the sadness on the face of that poor victim. Disgusting. At number 6, race relations, police reform, and the Whitmer kidnapping plot.
Wow, what a Mondo Bizarro thing that is. You talk about the right-wing anarchists and their nutbird. Oh, wow. They give right-wingers a bad name.
All these extremists give wackos a bad name.
And yeah, right. They're getting more extreme with each passing day.
That's why they call them extreme.
Thank you.
And that's why extreme is not good when you have a complicated process such as running a country with 350 million people in it all seeking life, liberty, and happiness. Extreme can be a little bit dangerous. Be careful about rocking the boat. At number 5, the economy, stimulus, taxes, and the openings of businesses. At number 4... COVID-19 stats and projections, and health care, and meds. At number 3, the transfer of power issue, the SCOTUS vacancy, and the court packing, and abortion. Those three topics, again, born of the debate. At number 2, presidential race and the vice presidential debate. And at number 1, the president's battle with COVID-19. And that, as we hear in the weekend, is the big topic still. The People Survey, Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, number 7, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Munchkin. At number 4, Amy...
I call him Munchkin. He's a Munchkin.
Munchkin. Can you imagine growing up with that name and having to... How do you spell your name? You know, Amy Coney Barrett is at number 4. Remember her?
Yeah.
And number three, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald J. Trump. And I approve this message. There you go.
All right. So there we have our list. Number 5 story, the economy. I realized something during the week, and I wonder if other people have been talking about it as well. The fact that we have $27 trillion in debt, gone up almost $5 trillion since March. We don't have any money. And thinking about who you'd borrow it from, you want to get right down to the brass tacks of knowing how this thing is going to affect the world and why China created this in the first place. Because they're the only ones now that are not broke. You look at every other country. We're not alone now, because every other country has gone through all this. They've been stimulating, and certainly the major powers in the world have had to take their money and try to keep things going. As an example, if there are two packages before Congress as we speak. One of them is to give everybody $1,200 again, and the other one is to bail out the airline industry, because the airline executives all have agreed, if they don't have a bailout, by this time next year, we'll be lucky if we have two airlines in this country. And you think about the staggering impact of that, because things are going to come back. Well, sooner or later, things will get back to normal, in a manner of speaking, especially when it comes to travel, because that's a mainstay of life, not only here in America, but around the world. But just imagine that if that were the case around the world, airlines all going broke or countries going broke, that we're all in the same position with one exception, and that's China. So those people...
How do you know that China's okay? I mean, they're so mysterious.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe that's a question for one of the reporters from the Epoch Times. By the way, you announced something this week that I think is worthy. It kind of goes with our focus on China, this new podcast with the folks from Santa Cruz. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because it's fascinating. I think
KSCO in Santa Cruz, a station that's extremely inventive.
That's for sure. Well, you have to look at the guy who runs it.
Well, he's a dear friend of ours.
And, he is. Yep.
They launched a show that's really an expression of his awakening to the dangers presented by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
And when you hear the folks, the words folks, CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, and PRC, the People's Republic of China, both.
You know that I lost an advertiser because I referred to it that way because the advertiser said it was racist.
Well, you know, it's all part of the complex verbal stew that we're dealing with here. China is a nation, and we're talking nationally. The Chinese people, you know, that's a different situation, and Americans and Chinese people have gotten along for years very well.
Well, we ought to get along. It's the government that have the government there, and you wonder what the real feeling is. I don't think we don't have a sense of the pulse of the people in China, really, as to what they think. You can listen to the folks from, like, the Epoch Times, who have insight into what's going on, and are telling stories that are far different than what you get from the mainstream news media.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anyway,
but it's not really a podcast. It's a live radio show.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything can be a podcast, but to term something that's a radio show as a podcast.
Sorry.
It's putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
It's a radio show. It's on Thursdays Pacific time, 2 to 4. It's in its, I think, 6th or 7th episode. It's going to be on, it's till further notice, which means it's a real series. And it's called China Über Alles. Über Alles means above all. It was something that the Nazis used. Germany above all. It was back in the war. Well, it's
pretty appropriate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it pulls no punches, and it basically is a show every week talking about the dangers presented by the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly an interesting development.
Now, there are three Chinese. Michael Zwirling is the person we were talking about that owns the radio station KSCO. We're heard on the partner station out there, KOMY, which is another station he has in that market. And so the treatment of the issues. This is the first time. It kind of is in league, though, with the Epoch Times. We're getting alternative sources of information that aren't encumbered by some government bureaucrat, right, in China, because they have a state-run news agency like the Russians.
Well, the Epoch Times was thrown out of China. Their reporters were arrested, tortured, right. Banned. Yeah. They're anti-communist, but... The host of that program is a fellow by the name of Nan Su, who is a reporter for the Epoch Times.
Yep.
The other host of the program is a woman named Amy Howe, and she was, she's a mature woman, but when she was young, between 17 and 27 years old, she lived 10 years as an internee at a Chinese labor camp.
Oof.
And the third host is Bill Graff, who's a member of the KSEO team.
A good guy.
So
if we go to talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, we can get more information and access to that as well, right?
Yeah, just go to KSCO.com, KSCO.com.
Right.
And,
all right.
Enough about that.
I think it's a good thing to bring to people's attentions.
Okay.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through all of the charts, and we'll have some anecdotal information, as we usually do, our own thoughts about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I thought it was interesting that Rush Limbaugh and the president, I think Limbaugh, has been getting more treatment for his cancer, and we all hold a good thought for him. It's getting more serious as time moves on. But apparently there was a get-together, sort of a town hall plan, right, to have the president on. I wonder how. I've said this to you, I think we even said it on the air, that the people that are worried about who goes on once, if something happens to Limbaugh, Trump is the perfect choice. He'd be. I'm serious.
But he has to achieve a loss.
Yes,
in the election
true.
To pull that off. I don't know if he's able to do that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It'll be pretty soon.
Think about how convoluted that statement is.
That is, exactly.
He has
right.
to achieve a loss in the election, and we don't know whether he's capable of doing that.
Like that old song from the 60s, you've got to be cruel to be kind.
Right.
And so this falls into that league. Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin has rave reviews online. If you go to toploss.com or you can go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, go to either of those websites, the same website basically, you'll see the reviews from people who have had such fabulous success losing weight and big, I'm talking about big pounds here, keeping it off. There's a lot of science that plays into this. It's just a fabulous American company, so easy to buy what's there. And they have what they call a quick start pack that is officially bagged. And get 45% off of it right now. You go into toploss.com and look for it. It is Calitrin with other products that they make there. 6 month supply of Calitrin. And then there's an appetite control product that's in there, a detox cleanse product, apple cider vinegar. All of it can come together. Get it as capsules or liquid. Find what will work for you and use it. Calitrin is really, what a fabulous group of Americans. They put this together, make it in America. It's been a business 23 years. Go to toploss.com to see how this program can be so right for you. When you're checking out, use the discount code DJV for all the best prices.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we move on or back into our focus on the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael's from Talkers Magazine. Stories and people. Most interesting person of the week from that 10. If I were to say to you, Michael, who's the most interesting person, what would you say?
Steve Mnuchin.
Because you can say his name.
The most interesting, what, you know, think quick. My gosh, a list that has Mark Zuckerberg, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Gretchen Whitmer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Steve Mnuchin, Amy Coney Barrett, Mike Pence, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Who's the most interesting? Donald Trump is the most interesting person.
Really? In what way? How so? We all know who he is by now, don't we?
Well, he's still interesting. I mean, he dominates. We're going to go through withdrawal if he ever leaves. I mean, we're going to have to. He has to.
Well, he's
going to
leave sooner or later, one way or the other. So,
well, yeah, but I'm simply saying is that there's a perverse addiction to this man in our culture. People hate him. People love him.
Do people really understand him? I get lots of brickbats thrown at me when I say the guy needs help. I feel. I don't take the same shots at him that other people do because I think it's unknowing. I think it's unfair in a manner of speaking because the guy is in need of some help. It's pretty obvious if you have any kind of... And all these people that, I hate him. Now, what do you hate? What does that word mean? He stands for all that's evil. He stands for what a lot of people believe in. One way or another, or do they really? Do you think people actually know him? Is it him, or is it his beliefs? What is there that puts him at that pinnacle that you just described?
I think it's his hair. I think the combination of his hair and his makeup.
Okay.
I think. Your questions are rhetorical.
Somewhat.
The Book of Trump. The interesting part of this fascinating question about what is it about, you know, what's the story with Donald Trump? Because we're in the forest, you know, it's hard to see the trees or it's hard to see the whatever, you know, where history will tell. And the Book of Trump has really yet to be written. We're still living in the Trump era. Someday when we are beyond the Trump era and the ramifications will reverberate on beyond him, well, history will be the judge. We're too close to it. To tell, but certainly is a controversial figure,
And he definitely is, in my history of tracking this stuff, the most talked about person on talk radio and in the media that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
More people talk about Donald Trump than talked about the Beatles during Beatlemania.
But why? By the way, there's a great new book about John Lennon coming out this week.
Be 80 years old, he would be 80.
Birthday. Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, excuse me. Why is it? Do you think he purposefully does what he does, or is it just his instinct? It's just him. It's his DNA.
Well, both. We're all the result of our DNA. We're all the result of our instincts. Look, aside from what one thinks about Donald Trump as a political position, as his policies, as a psychology, as an individual, his craving of attention, his craving of publicity, his craving to be in the spotlight is so overwhelmingly huge that that's the driving force that led him to be famous enough to be able to pull off what he did in terms of achieving the presidency.
Right. So would you, some people say that that's an imbalance and it needs treatment.
Well, I mean, some people will say anything. I do not think that anything could treat Donald Trump, and I don't know whether or not...
a good psychologist, good psychotherapist wouldn't do him any good.
I don't know if he needs that. I don't know
well,
whether...
I think he does. Yeah,
we'll talk more about that after the break.
Will we? Promise?
Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, okay. So we continue another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You know, my prayers are with the people of Southwest Louisiana, especially when you look at Lake Charles, the fact that they're still recovering from Hurricane Laura.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says forecasters warn that Hurricane Delta could still be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall in Louisiana today. The congressman continues on Fox News.
Here you go again. People, they just had to be removing some of the debris that's still on the ground yesterday to try to clear up some of the debris from Laura as this storm approaches.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi set to hold a press conference later this morning. Pelosi expected to introduce legislation that would create a commission to allow Congress to intervene and remove the president from his executive duties under the 25th Amendment. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
The mother and sister of an armed teenager shot and killed by police in Wisconsin was among 11 people arrested for taking to the streets after a curfew was in effect in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb. The Wisconsin National Guard called up as protests turned to riots and looting of gas stations and grocery stores in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. This began because prosecutors didn't file charges against the African-American officer who shot and killed a 17-year-old in February. 17-year-old Alvin Cole had a gun illegally, was running from officers outside a mall, fired the gun at the African-American officer. The officer then returned fire and killed Cole. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Nevada on Friday. On Thursday, while campaigning in Phoenix, the former vice president was asked about the upcoming debate.
We set the dates. I'm sticking with the dates. I'm showing up. I'll be there. And in fact, if he shows up, fine. If he doesn't, fine.
Biden also agreed to do an ABC News town hall on the same night as the debate. As far as if President Trump is changing his tune regarding that virtual debate.
No, I'm not interested in doing a virtual. I'm not Joe Biden.
President Trump, medically cleared by his doctor to hit the campaign trail, has a rally planned for Saturday in Florida. The Lakers can win their 17th NBA title if they close out the Heat in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are back into the fold here, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, like the music radio days. And I guess they still do have countdowns, though, right, Ryan? Do local stations do countdowns anymore? I did a local countdown show in Boston back in the 70s.
They local do that stations anymore? Do countdowns? No. I mean, there might be one or two someplace, but no. No, local stations do very little local music.
Anything. Right, exactly. That's a state. Yeah, it might be something to spend a moment or two on, but let's go back to what you were saying before about Donald Trump and where we are, I think.
Well, you were asking rhetorical questions about Donald Trump. Why is he so large on our minds? Well, first of all, presidents are. You know, just being president, you become overwhelmingly the number one person.
Do they deserve the attention they get?
That is a very good question. That is a question I can't answer. I don't know the answer, but I do know the question is one that I think about all the time. Is it healthy for an enterprise as complex and big as the United States of America, with so many things going on, to devote so much of its national conversation, its national news coverage, even its regional and its local news coverage, on the activities of one person?
Dangerous, I think. Sick.
Yeah. That troubles me greatly. So the answer, I don't have the answer. My answer to your question is too much attention is paid to the president. Too much. It's a diversion. It's entertainment.
Right.
It's reality TV.
And so what's the purpose of the diversion? Why is it that one report, the bias was so obvious with Susan Price from USA Today, the questions that were given to the Pence? I just thought it was just, it just reeked of one-sidedness. And it's just that all these people in the news media that think they're smarter than everybody else, you need to listen to us, we've got the thing, you need to not like Trump, you need to not like Pence, because we say so. Well, who the hell are you to say so? And that's really kind of one of the real snafoodles to having a real good, well-run country, I think. The country is in danger. I think we've always said news is important, and having a fair, and I take the Fox thing, but really to have real fair and balanced information is hard to find these days.
It's hard to find it on one channel.
Yeah.
You can find it if you create an amalgam of all the different points of view, but they're all extreme.
It takes time and it takes work.
Yeah. Well, I came to the conclusion watching the debate that both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
About
everything. I follow what I just said.
I'm saying one side's telling the truth about which.
I said both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
So you want to translate that for us?
Think about it. Both sides are lying.
Yes.
Therefore, when they accuse each other of lying, they're telling the truth.
Because the other side is lying.
The truth is, both sides are lies. That's the point.
Yeah.
And let's slide into the dodgeball.
How dangerous is that? Yeah.
If you want to pick a side and believe that your side is the truth and the other side is lying, you'll sit there and go, oh, lies. But both sides are lying. Therefore, when both sides attack the other for lying, they're telling the truth. This is an incredibly negative syndrome. And it's dangerous as hell. Because we're losing sight of what the truth is, because we have our egos and our interests.
And it starts, Michael, with number 7 this week, the education crisis. It starts in schools, because teachers no longer, and I say this in a generality, there may be exceptions to the rule, but my read on it as a student of education is that teachers, many of them, if not most of them, are like the news media. They think that they know it all, and you are not to be taught how to think, but what to think. And what I think is more important than anything else, so that's what you'll learn. So kids grow up with this bias, not knowing that there are two sides to an issue. It is dangerous isn't even the right word for it. It's obscene that some of these people in positions that influence the young minds of today with that crap. It's not a learning session, it's a listening session.
Teaching your children is a double-edged sword. Mm. Teaching your children values, teaching your children your religion, teaching your children your nationality, your roots, your people, pride, all of these things. There's a very, very fine line between teaching and brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. And you stop and realize just how difficult it is to have a society, have a family, raise a child, run schools, culture, religions that respect other points of view but adhere to their own values and do so in a way that actually doesn't create war and discord. Very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It is. No question about it. Number 6 on the countdown is the focus on race relations. I thought it was pretty telling this week that officer in the Jonathan Price shooting was charged with murder, but he was also fired. But when you get right down to it, what the police chief said was that Officer Lucas was, quote, terminated for his egregious violation of the city's and police department's policies. So isn't that happening with all of these things? Do you think... Some people think I overplay this. This has not to do with my own... Well, I guess it does. My own persuasion on this is that we have too many police officers who don't know what the hell they're doing. We need much better training. They need to be paid more. and they need to have fewer of them because there's just too many police, and they don't know oftentimes in some, I say this generally, in some cities there aren't enough. But you know what I'm saying.
Wow. I mean, running a police department and having a good relationship with the community and walking the line between enforcing the law and not over-enforcing the law.
Right.
Talk about difficult challenge. I mean, these are all manifestations of well, they're manifestations of our human imperfection. I mean, if we didn't have crime and we all followed the rules and we had just rules and all that, yeah, we wouldn't need police.
What are you talking about? So now, yeah, law enforcement is preparing for the next potential problem, which is election-related unrest. You see that going on in my own community here. The mm-hmm. police are prepared to be at voting. I don't want to see a policeman at a voting booth. Do you?
I've never seen one. I'd rather see a policeman than a gang of you know, baseball bat wielding extremists.
I suppose. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, choose your poison. You want to have criminals or do you want to have police, you know?
Well,
but both are dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. And so how do we meter that? I think that's the question.
Going back to the number 7, the education crisis. We've got a lot of rebuilding to do.
Yep. Can we do it? Especially when we're broke, because back to the economy, we don't have any money. There's no money.
Well, we can print more. I mean, you know, it's easy to just print more and then mess it all up in a bunch of, you know, verbal mumbo-jumbo, which is what economics is, isn't it?
Yeah, it isn't. It's the value system. I got a kick out of Steve Harvey on one episode of Family Feud this week. I quite like that program, and I quite like him. He asked the question of the team, pick a number from 1 to 10 as to how you value money. And people were kind of squirming. Well, one guy said 6, another one said 7, and he looked at him and said, "You're lying. It's a 10, and you know it." So, you know, it kind of is, really, when you get down to it, right?
Value money, what does that mean? Value survival? Value
what it can do? Freedom, in some ways?
Well, there's a spectrum between freedom and survival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And survival is a form of freedom, isn't it?
Sure is.
So, you know, everything is relative, too. It's your condition compared to what it might be or what it was. You know, sitting in a cave in a storm with a little fire, you know, could be extremely comfortable as opposed to being in a luxury suite at an expensive hotel. I mean, it all depends on what are the possible dangers that you are being protected from. And, you know, the juxtaposition between pain and pleasure or pain and no pain. This is all psychology, and we are complicated as heck. So,
in my world or in my thinking, I don't think enough people let their heart speak for them. They use their head and they don't use their heart. And I think that's why we have so much callousness and anger and this crusading that's going on. If you really listen to your heart, who did that song? Is that a Bonnie? Who did Listen to Your Heart? Is that Bonnie Raitt? Who did that?
I don't know that one.
If you heard, Phil will find it for you. Meanwhile, time for us to take care of your heart, your head, your body, all of these things. You hear me a lot talking about Calitrin. Well, I sort of put the two messages together, a manner of speaking, because Calitrin will help you lose weight, keep your body in shape. Now, what are you doing for your brain? That's the question at the moment. I suggest you consider the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and better life because of the combination of natural ingredients that are in there, including a lot of vitamin D. So take care of your brain like you take care of your body. Prevagen. Make that a part of your daily routine so you have that better life. If you've got a short-term memory itch that needs to be scratched, you know it as well as I do. Get older, we all do it. Michael does it, I do it. We forget things. And so this will help support that brain of yours, especially in terms of age-related cognitive impairments. That sounds like you're sick. No, you know, you forget stuff. We all do. So make it easier on yourself. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
From showering to shaving, what if that time in the bathroom was spent relaxing with music or maybe learning from a podcast? Well, that's the idea behind the Hilo Smart Mirror. Developer Zach Alorfi explains.
The magic happened when you come close to it. It turned on automatically to give you access to an Android interface, something really familiar and intuitive for everyone. It has an integrated speakers and microphone. Just to give you some example, for instance, if you decided to put it in the bathroom, it changed the ambience of the space. Like, you can play some music from Spotify while you're showering, reading your local news while brushing your teeth, or you can even, like, watch the latest episode of Netflix while you're taking a bath, you know? You can do so many things with it, so it's very versatile.
Pick up the Hilo Smart Mirror on Amazon or at HiloSmartMirror.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, let's get back to it. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael runs it. Michael Harrison from Talkers here. And if you go to talkers.com, anytime you can find the list of stories and people, it's all there. A lot of information about the programs and the hosts, things that a lot of people, this is for the industry. It's an industry trade magazine that lots and lots of fans of the format read. And they learn about ratings and things like that. And sometimes I bet you they send you notes. What does this mean, Michael? You feel like you should explain
Well, a lot of times I get notes from people who don't understand that we're a professional industry publication and think we're a consumer publication. Mm-hmm. So they want to know why we don't take political stands on things and or how could we possibly say that Rush Limbaugh is the number one talk show host or Sean Hannity is the number one talk show host when they lie. You know, that type of thing. We get a lot of that. And we're not, we are just non-judgmental. Right. I mean, we're judgmental in terms of, you know, if somebody were so dangerously off the charts of standard American legitimate positioning, you know, but these people, these are all legitimate points of view, the left, yep, the right, the center. And just because inflamed debaters, you know, want to say Rush Limbaugh's a liar or, you know, the left is crazy. And, you know, come on. There's always going to be a left and a right, or you don't have a balanced psychology in a country.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, passing of Van Halen makes me think more about this. Give us 10 seconds on the
John interview. McEwen. John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band talking a little bit about country's battle between being country and being rock.
Right.
Excellent.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Wow. Love John McEwen on the Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Like, I don't know whether I'm happy or sad that I actually recognize this theme.
Be happy, Doug. Be happy. Yeah.
All right. Chuck Curry is here with Doug Steffen on Movie Moments as we go into the weekend anticipating what we might be able to see at the theaters. We go back to a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie. This is from the movie Under Siege, which was probably, arguably, the best movie Steven Seagal ever did in terms of results and perhaps even his acting. Yes? What do you think?
You could argue that. Under Siege, Doug, we play that music because this day, October 9th, 1992, in movie history, Under Siege was released in theaters. It was the most successful film in the career of Steven Seagal. Definitely the most mainstream accessible. He did movies that made, all his movies up until that made money, and he was growing as an action star. He certainly had a unique,
but this cast.
And an interesting likability. Well, here's the thing. Warner Brothers spent a lot of money on this movie. They hired Andrew Davis, the director of The Fugitive. He helms the project. Tommy Lee Jones plays the main villain. Gary Busey plays another villain in the film. It's very well produced. There's money behind it, and it makes money. The interesting part is, after this film, he never really maintained the success. He hit a pinnacle here with Under Siege. Then he directed. It's notorious that his ego and his likability in the industry was out of control. But he did a movie called On Deadly Ground, in which Michael Caine played the villain. He directed it. Midland. And then everything after that just went into
the
tank.
Which
I did like. I like that. It's Under Siege 2. I actually like that movie a lot. Did not make much money, though. And then he's made as many as direct-to-DVD awful schlock movies as anybody in the industry in the last 20 years. Now in his 60s. But, you know, in that time, just real quick, Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger had their own, basically, industry, being the action hero in movies. He breaks into it. Van Damme breaks into it. Wesley Snipes was also somewhat part of that. But there was a guy named Jess Speakman who started doing mostly VHS movies. And then Cynthia Roddick, who is a martial arts star, she started doing some film work. But, You know, Stallone says that in 1989 when Batman came out, it really altered that industry for him, Stallone, and the rest of these guys, because the studios started to focus on the superhero stuff and not the the muscle-bound action hero. I like both. I do miss, I got to be honest, I do miss the Clint Eastwood-style Dirty Harry characters. I like Charles Bronson movies back in the day. I do like that stuff. Listen, you don't have to spend $100 million to make a very watchable movie as long as you have a good, interesting main presence in a film.
I want to see more muscle-bound women doing martial arts.
Well, I actually heard when you were doing radio in the 90s, you started doing push-ups daily, hoping to break into this genre, and it never materialized.
I got more chance of it now. My son, being a producer and creator of a television show, might have more luck getting into that now than I did then. It's all timing, sucker.
Maybe Denzel Washington will take a pass, and you could star in Equalizer 3. What do you think?
Are they doing an Equalizer 3? I think that I thought those two.
I haven't heard it. Listen, I love Denzel Washington's work in both those films. I hope he does a third one, but nothing on the slate.
There's
a movie. Dead.
Well, I was just thinking about what has been around. Denzel Washington playing a police detective. I can't remember the character's name, but some Hispanic guy captures his daughter for ransom or something, and the wife is the same wife as Gerard Butler has in the movie about the saving the president. I think his wife is the same actress, and so I'm thinking about all of the various types of shows and how often we see the same people, whether we realize it or not. Actors, that's what acting is about, unless you're typecast. You know, you can play, if you're a good actor or actress, you can play all kinds of roles, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And then, you know, but the industry is not as reliant on the major star as they used to be. It's really more about concept. Although the right actor in the right role, I mean, you could argue Robert Downey Jr. casting as Tony Stark, Iron Man in the Marvel Universe.
So much money, though, Chucker.
That industry billions of dollars because, you know, he just fit that. Literally like a glove. One movie being released this weekend wide, it's called The War with Grandpa, a comedy with Robert De Niro. Why he's churning out these movies is anyone's guess. I guess the mortgages do, but
he's bored, probably.
That's basically it. Give him a script and pay him, why not?
So, he's done. The movie that he was in with Pacino, where Pacino gets it in the end, has been on two or three times this week. I've seen it as I've been clicking around. De Niro now plays De Niro. He's one of those actors, facial expressions, the way he reacts to things. Don't you think that he
Especially when he does comedy, yeah.
Yeah, right. De Niro is De Niro.
Have a good weekend,
and
Doug.
Chucker is Chucker. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on the...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.